This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Who are our two favorite sound bites in the NFL, gents?
Mike Tomlin.
That's one.
And Jerry Jones.
Hey, we've got fresh sound bites from both.
Hey!
The Rich Eisen Show.
We expect him to have a serious load.
Well, you know, Claypool plays wide out, and I'll let him do that.
Earlier on the show, NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Michigan center Andrew Vistardis, founder of the QB Summit, Jordan Palmer, still to come, former Pro Bowl linebacker Ryan Shazier, plus producer and DJ Steve Aoki. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. We've had a jam-packed show. We just hung up with Devin McCourty of the New England Patriots. If you missed that conversation, he sounds very confident, but also just chill. That was one of the most chill conversations we've had with somebody who just knows how to do it. Three-time Super Bowl champion, fired up for the game on Monday Night Football. As he said, they did not like the feeling of strolling off the field despite winning against the Jets to wrap up week 17 last year, knowing that there was no more football left. Usually week 17 leads to a week 18 or 19 in New England, and it did not. And they didn't like that feeling. And now here they are entering week 13 of the longest regular season ever, playing for first place in the AFC East and technically, potentially, depending on if the Steelers can knock off the Ravens, first place in the conference. First December action, though, of 2021 goes down tomorrow night. We had Ian Rappaport on in hour number one of this program. Said he didn't have a great feeling about Amari Cooper because Amari Cooper, according to the head coach of the Cowboys, who is Zooming with reporters because he has COVID-19, and he's on out for this week, tomorrow night's week 13 kickoff. And he said that they're going to take it slow with Amari Cooper because he still had symptoms, feeling a cough, a lingering cough, and he was still on the COVID-19 list as of that conversation in hour number one. Well, guess what? He's been activated off that list. And Ed Werder of the Worldwide Leader in Sports says Amari Cooper is expected to play tomorrow night.
Let's go.
Okay. Now, if that happens, that would be... Because when Cooper's there and obviously Gallup is there, that moves CeeDee Lamb into the slot, which makes him, what's the word for it, a handful.
Dangerous.
A particular handful from that spot.
Yeah.
And Zeke's supposed to be getting a full load on Thursday night. You know what I keep telling you? That should be Pollard's handling.
Yeah.
And let Zeke.
What are you going to do? Just sit Zeke on the bench? Or
yeah, sit him.
Okay.
If he's hurt, if he's not fully, just give him the week off.
There ain't no weeks off, Rich.
Yeah, there is. are weeks off in the NFL. Unfortunately for you, Amari Cooper just had one. And you had to play two games in it.
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Jones.
I'm just telling you the way I feel. You rest him up. You need him for late January, brother.
I mean, that is true. That is true.
You're going to be playing in mid-January. That's a fact. You're going to win this division.
Wow.
And you can win that game tomorrow night with Pollard and whoever else. You should. Give him the night off.
Yeah.
And I'm not facing him in fantasy. There's nothing to do with it. He doesn't. in case you're wondering, no,
and I'm starting with fantasy, so that might be the reason.
We have CeeDee Lamb.
Pollard looks better. He is playing better, and Zeke is obviously the biggest upside you can possibly have at the position in the NFL. Right now, just sit him. Put Pollard in there.
Come on,
see what he can go.
He's not sitting.
All right, then don't sit him. Then give him like 10 carries.
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay with
give him a little bit.
What was that? The Tomlin said division of labor or whatever. Yeah.
We'll taste.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that.
Well, speaking of Mike Tomlin, one of his former Chargers is right here on the Rich Eisen Show. He has a new book out called Walking Miracle, How Faith, Positive Thinking, and Passion for Football Brought Me Back from Paralysis and Helped Me Find Purpose. Joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show, Mercedes-Benz Van phone line, is none other than Ryan Shazier. How are you, Ryan?
How are you doing, Rich? How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Doing great. Doing great.
Where have I found you?
Hey, Camden.
Where are you right now?
I'm actually on my way back to Pennsylvania, I was in Ohio.
Okay.
I went to that thrilling game, an Ohio State versus Duke game, and unfortunately, something happened, so I had to leave a little bit.
Okay.
Later than I wanted to, so that's why I'm in the car right now.
So how was that game last night? How about that?
It was crazy. It was crazy. Normally when I play games, or I'm rooting for teams, I'm normally on the team that's on the side of, we're going to win the game. Mm-hmm. But last night, I went into the game, wishing the best, but, I kind of had in my mind that it was a possibility we was going to lose last night. So being the underdog and being on the upsetting side, was actually pretty cool experience. It was a pretty exciting experience. So it was really crazy there and really fun, but we had a really good time.
Yeah, I had that feeling on Saturday, Ryan,
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Ryan, you walked into it, man.
Yeah. Careful.
Yeah, I know.
Careful.
Hey,
I had that feeling Saturday.
I know. It's been 10 years, so I know it's going to happen eventually.
No. Did you, though? Because a lot of Ohio State folks don't really feel that way,
Yeah. It's Ohio State, Alabama, schools like that. And like Clemson is going through it right now. We're so used to winning everything.
Yes.
When you lose, it feels crazy. Like it feels like it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I'm glad that you're calling in right now, Ryan, after that big win in against Duke last night, because I want to welcome you to being a basketball school. So welcome to being a basketball school.
We're not a basketball school.
I'm just giving you, Ryan, I'm giving you what I've been getting for the last 10 years. I'm giving you all the lines I got from Ohio State Buckeyes like yourself, although you never said it to me. I'm just describing what I've heard from so many others, with Juwan Howard doing such great things with Michigan's basketball program after John Beilein. Last 10 years, all I've heard is you're a basketball school. So I guess I figure after that great win against Duke, I figured I had to give that to you.
Hey, Rich.
Yes, Brian.
You guys beat us two times in the last 20 years. Just know you have another 10-year streak coming.
Oh! Well, the neat thing is I've got, what is it? Let me do the math here. I've got 352 more days in terms of waiting to find out. So it'll be great. Congrats on your book here, Ryan. And I'm wondering what you want people to know about this book, Ryan Chaser.
One thing that I'm really excited about this book is that I think it can touch everybody. A lot of people like football, but I think it can touch everybody because this last year, everybody's been going through some really crazy adversity with COVID and just, masks, no masks, and just everything that's going on. And I think it's a really good book for just letting people know how to overcome adversity in no matter what situation you come in. And also, it lets you know that, you never know what can happen. Like, life changes in an instant. Situations happen in an instant. You just never know. You can't control what you can't control. So I think it's a good way of explaining that to people and allowing people to understand how to overcome those type of situations and deal with those situations.
And it's for any situation, clearly, is what you're referring to, right? It's any situation that you find yourself in. Obviously, you found yourself in a very dire situation, but for anybody that needs to understand what to do to overcome odds, to overcome obstacles, to overcome whatever hits you, right, in your regard, that you can overcome it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm meaning by that, because so many people in their whole life, they go through adversity, they go through trials, and tribulations, and you just never know what may happen to you. Me, for instance, me being, an NFL athlete, I never thought a day in my life that the next play I'll end up being paralyzed. Sometimes people, this whole world, we never thought a virus was going to shut us down for 2 years. And people, some people never think that they'll ever get cancer, and to me, I feel like in different ways that people go through adversity, but it's the same steps and the same type of positivity, the same type of willing and faith that can help you overcome all those things and help you push through those things. And I think this book is a good way to explain people how to find a way to get through it.
Walking Miracle is the name of the book, and that is in reference to what, Ryan?
So my godmom, her name is Robina, she ended up giving me a bracelet before I even started walking. She was like, "You're going to be a walking miracle." And I was wearing that bracelet the whole time I was doing my rehab. And I was wearing it so much, it's wore out now. I don't have it anymore. But I was just wearing the bracelet, and as I was going through all my rehab, we all and my whole family said, "Hey, Ryan's going to be a walking miracle. And I'm going to get through this." Nobody in my family ever thought that I would never walk again. And if they did, they didn't tell me because I didn't want any negativity. I didn't want anybody to have any doubt on my vision or my goals. And so that's why we came up with the name Walking Miracle for the book, because I had a 20% chance to walk. I had so many doubts against me. And it's not even people's doubts, but it's just the statistics, you know, from all the spinal cord injuries that happened before me. And to be able to overcome that and be a walking miracle, I thought that was the right name for the book.
It's a beautiful name for the book, man. And Ryan Shazier here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you now? What can you tell us about your current abilities right now, Ryan?
I'm doing great right now. I would say I'm about 85%. I can pretty much do most things that a regular person can do. Obviously, I still have some disability that I can't do. Like, for instance, if I have a dog chasing me, I don't know how far I'll get. You know, I think it'll still catch me. But I ride my bike, but I have like a pedal assist bike. It helps me keep going and helps me going in the right direction. But I'm doing great. I'm feeling amazing. I get to spend a lot of time with my family, a lot of time with my kids, and I'm actually helping a lot of people right now, so I'm really excited about that.
How old are your kids?
So I have a 2-year-old and a 7-year-old.
2-year-old. And what are they, boys, girls, one of both?
I have two boys. One of them name is Ryan, the second, and then my other son name is Lion.
Lion?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
L-Y-O-N.
L-Y-O-N. Okay.
That's dope.
That is dope. Right, exactly. And so what do you think about the current state of the Steelers, Ryan? Let's talk about that a little bit. Let's talk a little football.
Oh, man. You're just trying to hurt my heart today.
No. In all honesty, I love your coach. I believe in him. I trust in him. And that running back is somebody who can – you can hang the bell on him, you know? So
he's special.
Right?
To me, this is what I think the Steelers are kind of going through right now. The whole season, I feel like we really didn't have an identity and what we wanted to do on the opposite side of the ball. Mm-hmm. We found our identity, then we kind of got away from it. And on the defensive side of the ball, we're going through some hiccups. God didn't hurt. But I believe in Coach Thomas so much that I feel like he's going to figure out a way to, you know, probably finish out 8-8-1, you know.
Right.
But he's such a great coach. I think he can figure a way out to make things fall in the favor of the team. But sometimes it doesn't seem like the team plays with that much want to or that much, you know, effort. Like, for instance, this game versus the Bengals, you kind of seen it this week. The Bengals wanted it more than the Steelers, and it's kind of the same thing with the Ohio State game. You guys want, you can see it on the field. You guys wanted to win that game more than we wanted to win that game. And to me, something that football is a game about will, a game about want to. Mm-hmm. But then also, like for instance with Chase, sometimes you got to stay, like, you have to focus on, like, what's important. Right now, you're not playing well as a team. You know, when somebody asks you what you can do better, you know, talk about dancing and music, that's not the focus of where you need to be at. So I think Coach Tomlin is going to help them redirect their focus on what's important, what helps them be still in football. And to me, I looked at the stats. Every time Najee has over 20 carries, I think they have one game that they tied but every other game they won. So I think they need to just figure out a way to give him over 20 carries, and that keeps us in the game. But if we get behind later, it really is really difficult.
Well, Tomlin, outside of the football world, and in your book, you do feature him. How did he what did he mean for you, to you, assist you when you went down, Ryan, and your journey?
So to me, it was really close. I wouldn't call him like a father figure because I have a father. But I would say he's like a step away from that because the reason I say that, when I was playing, the way I used to talk to him and discuss things with him and about the game of football, it made me feel really comfortable. But then when I got hurt, and even before I got hurt, you know, I would talk to Coach Tomlin about situations that were going on in my life. And he just made me feel, you know, comfortable to be able to talk to him about those type of things. And it really made me feel good to have somebody like that on my side when it came to a coach. Because when this situation happened, him, Kevin Colbert, Mr. Rooney, they were all right there beside me, pushing me forward and wanting to see what's best for me. And they didn't just treat it like, hey, this guy's injured. Let's move on and do what we have to do. They were like, hey, we're going to support Ryan, be there for Ryan, and trust that, you know, his best will for him and his family. And even now, to this day, me and Coach Tomlin still talk, me and Kevin Colbert still talk, Mr. Rooney talk. And that's why, you know, Coach Tomlin's on my board and my foundation. All three of them and the whole organization. And the city of Pittsburgh has been really supportive of me and my family since I've been going through this injury. And it's been amazing.
Well, Walking Miracle is the name of the book by you and Larry Platt, who co-authored Stuart Scott's posthumous bestseller, and you know what Stuart means to me and who he means to me. So it's a beautiful book. It's a great book. Everyone should go get it. And, you know, the people that you have giving you testimonials, Snoop. You got Snoop giving you a testimonial for the book. That's good, right? You know Snoop very well.
Yeah, I know him a little bit. I know it's pretty cool experience when you get to play for the Steelers because you start to grow on people. Mm-hmm. And then I had a friend who is a business partner with Mark Wahlberg, and I just wanted to make sure he checked it out. And I talked to him before because he had opened a restaurant here, and I supported that. So it was pretty cool to have those guys be supportive of the book and be able to call those guys acquaintance.
That's awesome. I love it. And also, yeah, you got a quote from Gene Smith, who is the senior VP and athletics director at the basketball school we're referring to, right? Ohio State.
I actually saw him last night. It was really good.
Yeah, he must have been very happy because, you know, basketball wins are great. So that's cool.
I gave a book to Coach Terry as well. I didn't get to see him, but I sent one to him. I don't know if that was, you know, a way of just like telling him like, you don't let Ohio State win. Yeah. And I'm messing around, but okay. You know, but hey, Rich, call me back in a year, and let's see how many jokes you have about it.
Ryan, I don't want to lose touch with you. I intend to call you every day. I have to tell you.
No, I enjoy talking to you.
Right back at you, Ryan. I'm thrilled for your book. Everyone should go get it. Walking Miracle by Ryan Shazier. Let's do this more often. We'll chat soon. Take care.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there you go. Okay, there you go. That could either be Ryan or Lion back there. I don't know, in the car.
That was great. Wow.
Call me back in a year.
That's amazing.
I have his number. I'm calling him tonight. Chesty this week. I am just
you are saying it with your chest.
Feel it, man. Feel it.
Let's take a break. Steve Aoki is joining us next here. One of the famous DJs on the planet. Ready, Mikey? You're not going to be the only DJ on this show. Coming up next. Hey, folks. It's time for the NFL draft, which means for me, I need a good night's sleep because if I don't have one, I'm just not myself. You know the deal. You know exactly how important it is to have quality sleep. It's a game changer for all of us. So Sleep Number helps me. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's setting is 70. We both get a great night's sleep because we could adjust the firmness of our mattress on each side. Improve your quality sleep because Sleep Number learns how you sleep thanks to their smart beds and provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Our house is a mess. Come on in.
I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
844-204-RICH, number to dial for our terrestrial radio audience. If you're on hold, stay on hold. I know we've had a lot of guests today, but this is what happens when people say yes and we invite. The producer and DJ, and this man is also the co-owner of Fan Control Football, and he wants to talk about something called the Fan Control Football Ballers Collective NFT. Joining us here on the Rich Eisen Show, the two-time Grammy Award nominee on the Mercedes-Benz Fan phone line, Steve Aoki. How are you, Steve?
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you doing? Where have you come in from? Are you in Vegas right now? Are you in L.A.? Where are we calling
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I know. I'm in Vegas. I live out in Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm out here.
You were at the first game this year for the Raiders, right? You were the DJ of the moment there for Raiders versus Ravens, right?
Yeah. I was there for the Raiders game. Yeah, that was a great start to the season for them. You know,
okay.
And I mean, it's just that stadium is insane. It's a beautiful stadium. So just to get people in there, just the vibe in there is great. I've seen a couple games in there already.
Yeah,
awesome stadium.
And is that the largest room you've ever DJ'd for, Steve? I imagine.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely up there, you know, for sure. Definitely.
What do you mean up there? You've DJ'd for bigger places than the current home of the Las Vegas Raiders? That's impressive.
I mean, like you know, in many of the times, I don't really play in a room like that or like in and that's not really indoors, but fields. When you do like a field of people, it could be a lot of people.
Okay.
You know.
All right, that's very good. Well, I got we have right here on the Rich Eisen Show, Steve. I'm going to bring him right in here. He's our audio executive, as he likes to be known. He DJs himself, would you say, on the side?
Mike? Yeah, now it's on the side. I started in 79.
Okay, Steve, he's a little bit jealous. He's a little bit jealous. He wanted me to ask, because we have contacts. I'm the host of NFL Network. I have contacts of the NFL. He wanted to be the one to be the first DJ.
No, I just want to do it. The end zone.
No, Mike, you could admit that's where he did it from.
I know. No, he did. Did you do it from the club, Steve? Or were you like above? You were above the club, right? You were in your own.
Where was I? I was like where, you know, where they have the bands perform.
Yeah,
like they have like the live music perform up on top, right by the. It's like a digital flame.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the flame.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's like right up there. So it's not down on the floor, although I did see I was at a game, and I saw Marshmallow play the halftime, and he was down there.
Yeah.
That was
okay.
Cool to watch him.
So, how many people do you have in your life, Steve Aoki, who come up to you and say they're a DJ, and think that they could do what you do? How many people in your life do you have come up to you like that, Steve?
I mean, there's definitely the young guys and girls that are coming up with aspirational dreams and questions, and of course, so, you know, if I have time, I'll sit down and talk to them.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, it's obviously it's a lot of fun, you know, what you see in pictures and videos, but it's a lot of work.
Well, how many?
You know, you have to really get in there and put in the time in the studio and on your sets, etc.
How many people are pushing or divorced men pushing 60 come up to you and say that they could do it? How many
we
of those
need
people?
More of them, because it's a very very. Small minority of people. So, hey, you know what? There's a demographic for everybody. You know what I mean? So especially for on SiriusXM. You fill every demo on SiriusXM, so this is a perfect place to start.
Okay. See, Mike, do you want your own show then? Because Steve might be able to hook you up. What do you think?
We'll talk offline.
He Ustreams from his house on a Friday night. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, I'm on Mixcloud. I think Steve knows what we're doing. Okay. Twitch and Mixcloud. Steve, we all do it.
I don't even know. I'm not on Mixcloud.
Mike, I'm giving you a spot to talk to an elite. An elite individual.
I could open for Steve. I'd have fun. Steve? I could do a little opening set.
Maybe a little Denmark collection here between Del Tufo.
Steve, you looking for a house? Steve, I'm a house.
Steve, you looking for an opener? You looking for an opener, Steve?
Hey, you know what? You know, I don't discriminate, you know, especially on the age. I think it's important to get the older folks in. Room. It's not just about the young heads.
Yes.
let's get them all in.
Steve, let me help you out here. Even though we've just met, you should discriminate right now. You should be very discriminatory right now. To be very honest with you, I'm trying to help out somebody who's called into the show. All right, so let's talk about fan-controlled football. And you've got this is something else. The team owners, for those who may not know, Austin Eckler, Marshawn Lynch, Dalvin Cook. You've got the Barber brothers and Richard Sherman. How do you get all these guys together and tell them let's go into business together? Steve,
I think what the point is that the world is changing and it's innovating at a rapid place and a rapid pace. Mm-hmm. And now you have ways in which fans, which I think that like just the concept alone that a fan who's, you know, fans die hard. They're like following the game. They're doing their fantasy football teams. They follow each team. They follow each player. Imagine if you could actually participate in a team. I mean, just that as a philosophy is something that, you know, I think something that we all wanted. I mean, people that love sports would love to participate, not just as a fan, but to participate in the revenue and growing and the creative behind it. So when I heard that, I was all in. I mean, I think that these kinds of concepts, they're going to start brewing in every industry, and it makes sense that it's happening in sports.
It's 7-on-7 on half a football field, 50-yard field, 1 hour running clock, no kicking or special teams. And what happens for those who may not be familiar with it, Steve?
Yeah. So there's different teams, right? Different teams that are playing on the field. And I own one team.
Okay.
Quavo from the Migos owns another. Marshawn Lynch has another. And fans come in and they could participate in whatever team they want, whatever team they feel like that they want to put their time and investment in. And we start building the team. We design the jerseys together. You can make plays. You can make plays on what you think will happen with your players, how they're going to play, they're going to play the ball. And if what you predict happens, your prediction, not only does you win on whatever sort of bet you make, but you get on a leaderboard and you get valued for that. You get noticed for that. And that's kept up on a leaderboard, which I think is really important. It's like, imagine if you always make the plays,
mm-hmm.
and you're just 90%, all on the button. You always get it. At least, like everyone could see it, and I think that's really important to see. Like, you want to see that. You want to kind of flex with your friends. Like, look at me. I made all the plays. I know all the stuff.
Right.
I mean, we love doing that. Who does it, right? So, I think there's a lot of different points of interest for people to jump in and get involved, because it's just a lot of fun. It's like just adding a little bit more sweat to what you're doing and adding a little more salt to the popcorn, so that when you do like watch the game, you're just so much more invested than just having a fantasy football league.
Yeah, it's played in a single high-tech studio arena. It's like a Madden for real life, FCF. And then what's the FCF Ballers Collective? Steve, what's that about?
The FCF Ballers Collective is basically just exactly what I'm talking about. You know, it's like it's a collective of different teams coming together, and mm-hmm. and making this happen. And this is early. We're early right now. So
okay.
This is, you know, we just had one season, and I just developed this team for this new season. And we're going to continue to grow it. And just like with anything, you know, the people will show you that it will be a success or not.
Yeah, right. And then there's an NFT involved in this now as well. I guess that's what I meant is what's the NFT part of this thing?
Oh, right. Yeah. So, like, I'm big on NFTs. Mm-hmm. I've been heavy into the space for quite some time, and we're incorporating, you know, NFT component with our team.
Okay.
So I'm sure other teams are going to be doing the same thing, but my partner on our team is also heavy into the NFT space. So we're going into it with another utility, so people can get involved and, you know, build on the secondary market and, you know, build another revenue stream on the NFT game. So okay. It's there's a lot more that we're going to announce as we develop it further.
Very good, Steve Aoki. So everybody could check out more where? Where can people go to check out more of what you're talking about? For
I'm like just involved in all different kinds of industries.
Mm-hmm.
But with FCF, just look that up on Google.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you can just figure it out and find it out for yourself. For me, it's everything is pretty much Steve Aoki. So if you go to my website, steveaoki.com or Twitter or Instagram, all that stuff is there. When it comes to NFTs, pretty much Twitter is the place where people communicate on NFTs. It's not Instagram. It's not TikTok. It's really like Twitter.
Okay.
So even though it seems to be a dated social media platform, it's still really the most responsive when it comes to.
Well, I mean, yeah, I guess it's dated because if I'm on it, it must be dated. That's the way we communicate mostly. You've got 8.2 million followers on there. Not too bad for being dated, Steve, I'll tell you that. All right. Is it true that when you threw out a ceremonial first pitch at Dodger Stadium, you actually threw a cupcake first? Is that an actual fact, Steve?
Yeah. You know, and it was the Dodgers gave me the cupcake. So they came prepared. They're like, okay, we want you to do you.
Right.
And I'm like, all right. You know, I mean, obviously this thing like broke apart in the air, you know. But I remember the catcher, he was a good sport, and he like picked up the pieces that were on the ground and like put it in his own face.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And so you're a lefty, huh? You come from the left side? I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I got a good curveball.
You got a southpaw?
Yeah.
You got a southpaw situation? All right. So you're in Vegas right now and you're just living your life. And Mike Del Tufo is his name. DJ Mikey D, as in D's Nuts, right? Isn't that what
Snoop
gave you your drop?
Yep.
Do you have that? You want to play that for Steve Aoki? Because, again, I don't know if you've got a Snoop drop, Steve, but so does...
What do you do? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G, coming at you live from Los Angeles. And my DJ, DJ Mikey D, D is in D's Nuts.
What do you think of that, Steve? What do you think of that?
You have definitely... That's leveled up. I mean, I don't know many people with a Snoop Dogg drop. That's a pretty big deal.
Okay,
thanks.
All right, I don't know what the term is of footsteps that you might hear in your business, but those belong to DJ Mikey D. So be on the lookout.
Mikey D, D's Nuts. I like it.
I got another drop now. Thanks.
Oh no,
Steve. Thanks, man.
Steve, thanks for calling in. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely.
Let's do it again soon.
All right, guys.
All right,
have
there,
a
you
good one.
There you go.
There
you go. Steve Aoki. At Steve Aoki. Be part of the gajillions to follow him.
Love it.
There you go. You wanted his spot.
No, I want to open for guys like him. I can't play with them. Those guys are superstars.
You're a superstar.
No. Give me just an opening. For one of those guys.
So,
but you wanted to play the Raider game. That's what Rich.
No, I would be a great hype DJ for a football game.
So
only because that's what I do
so
on Friday night.
Is Steve Aoki right now, after hanging up the phone, shaking his head like you did about the mention of Jeff Walker?
No.
Like,
no,
you know,
not at all.
Like he's shaking his head like, oh, God, not that person.
I borrowed like, other DJs.
Who's
and
that?
Then, and then a week later, he'll be like, well, I just didn't know who he was.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
no. Yeah, I'm just saying, whatever. Is that what he's doing right now?
I got another drop, though. We gotta get that. I gotta get that.
Oh yeah, yeah. There you go. I mean, he was very impressed with your Snoop Dogg drop.
He was. So
that's a good drop. A good
All
drop.
Right, let's take a break. Let's take a beat. There's lots to talk about.
Drop the beat.
Because we just went from we've had Guestapalooza right here on Petty Week of the Rich Eisen. I mean, we should book Richard Petty since I've been so petty.
Hey, don't come around here no more.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a likelihood.
So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Brian in North Carolina has been hanging on for a while. What's up, Brian?
Oh, man, it's the hour-long man calling you back. I mean, I had to hold off, but it's a long delay due. How about them Cowboys, the TJ?
Hey.
All I can ask is, Zerline, does some things tonight, fantasy-wise. Pretty dope. Yeah, you having Steve Aoki on, man. I've seen him a couple times. That man puts on a show.
He does.
I can't believe you guys didn't get around to talking about cakes. Like, if you don't know, the cake to the face, that's his thing at the live show.
Yep. I assume that's why we put that in the Rich Eisen Show
lineup today,
right?
We love cake.
But you guys should have told me to ask him about the cake.
Well, we talked about cupcakes.
He talks about cake all the time.
It ain't cupcakes. I thought it was his birthday the first time I saw him. Okay.
And people love it, by the way. People line up for it.
People want to get the cake in the face. It's like that's the thing. That's the whole.
Yeah.
You want to get cake. I like
in the face. Cake. They're all climbing on the shoulders and stuff. But I don't know. One of the big things I want to go ahead and say. I'm a Falcons fan. I'm actually college football wise a Tennessee fan. But I have a step family. A step family that I've had for 25 years now, or maybe a little bit longer. I don't know. I'm not trying to do the math, but they're all from Detroit. And guess what? Hail to the victors, baby. Maize and blue.
Yeah, there's a lot of us.
I've been cheering for him since Tim Biakabatuka. I love that hot word you guys dropped. It's a fun one. Honestly, I'm proud that I know how to spell it.
Well, I mean, if you're calling from North Carolina, you would know that's where he played his professional football. So, that's the way.
Yeah, well, I'm in Wilmington. I'm over by the beach, and I've only been here for like a couple months. Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe I should lie and, say where I'm really from.
It's all good, man. All right, well, better late than never.
Anyway, can we get to the big news? Freddie Freeman. You keep talking about Freddie Freeman, like, signing the Yankees. You know that's not happening, man.
How do I know that? Do you?
Oh.
I don't know. The word is they're coming in close on the deal. They're coming in close.
Well, guess what? Guess what's happening?
160 or wait.
Okay.
Was it? I don't know. 30 a year is the rumor for 6 years.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Call back. Call back again. I think I get along well with Sarah. Okay, I think I get along well with her, and I think the feeling's mutual, right? The person in your household who's the mother of your child, right? I think I get along well with her. If Freddie Freeman becomes a Yankee and Michigan beats Georgia in the next 6 weeks,
you will never see her again.
Pretty much, right?
Yeah, you're done.
Would she hold it personally against me?
Probably. Are you behaving?
The fact that I just talked about it on this.
Or are
show,
you going to behave?
Just hopefully speaking. In
are you going to behave like you've been behaving this week?
Of course not. Not with her. Of course not.
All right.
But I would gladly celebrate Freddie Freeman wearing the pinstripes.
Oh, you bring him on. Brad
said better chance he's in Boston, right?
To win a World Series?
No, better chance he goes to the Red Sox than the Yankees.
What happens in your household if that happens?
If he goes to the... Well...
How do you handle that? I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either.
And I do think the reason why they're working on this right now is, there's a lockout coming at midnight tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to happen.
We're 12 hours away.
Right. And so I don't think we're going to, in the next 12, let's just put it this way. It's approaching the eating Del Tufo's hat status.
Yeah.
That's what we would do if in the next 12 hours from this very moment, or it's actually 9 hours from now, this very moment, because we're on the West Coast. That we hear Major League Baseball and the Players Association saying, guess what?
We're good.
Good times are rolling. We hammered it all out. We hammered it all out. We worked so hard, and I want to thank this person. I want to thank that person. We want to thank our partnership, and we just
We did so well.
Never say never, but never.
That's it.
Mike Tomlin just chimed in.
That's right. So it's kind of crazy that so many smart, rich people are like, yeah, we've got to do this before we get to that.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, alienating so many people and pushing things to the brink and stuff like that. But what happens? I've allowed you to collect your thoughts, Chris. What happens in your household if one of the most favorite players of Sarah Tiana's goes to the Red Sox? How do you handle that situation?
Well, two things. One, I get Cage Boston for, you know, jersey for Freddie Freeman.
Freddie Freeman Boston.
Two, well, and we still get to watch him play because I watch all the Red Sox games anyway.
Yeah, so he's fine.
So he's fine.
You mean you watch all the Braves?
So you do not address her concerns whatsoever?
She got her World Series. She's happy.
She won't. Okay. All right. That's the way you're going to play it.
Well, also,
how else? I mean, I don't know what else my other move is for me.
Well, also, Chris has
talked about it.
You've done a good job at like adopting her teams and showing love to Georgia and showing love to the Braves. So you just would hope.
Well, I mean, showing love to Georgia, he has no choice but to do that. I mean, look what's going on with his world.
Yeah, my man jinxed him by having Dino on.
The minute I surprised him with your, how old are you now?
41.
Okay, so it was your 39th birthday. We had Dino Babers call in to surprise you on your 39th birthday. Ever since he called you and told you everything's going to be great, and you're like, yeah, coach. And he's like, happy birthday, Chris.
So pumped.
It's just been, you've been, that was the cooler.
We might have won like six games since.
Maybe since.
Yeah.
Correct. So, yeah, I mean, Georgia's a no-brainer.
Yeah, no-brainer. No-brainer adoption.
And the Braves are your National League team. That's fine.
Sure, yeah.
But if it was Red Sox Braves, that's why we had the second gentleman of the United States, Doug Emhoff, on the show, telling you to turtle up.
Turtle up.
That's what he told you if that was going to happen.
Oof.
The second gentleman of the United States told Chris Brockman if that happened to turtle up.
Everything worked out great.
It did, didn't it?
Yeah, it worked out.
You went as far as you kind of could.
Kind of probably should have.
To the brink. Right.
And then the Braves won the whole thing.
You played with house money. You cashed in house
money. Cashed in. And then the Braves won the whole thing.
Right.
It was great.
And then
had
the buffet the morning after.
Perfect October baseball for me.
So if Freddie Freeman becomes a Yankee, I would not, what do you think, I'd call up Sarah and go, I mean, that's not the type of relationship I have, or that's not my default.
No.
My default, the Braves haven't been standing in the Yankees' way for all this time, the same way that this, what happened this last Saturday. It doesn't compare.
I would also be shocked if he doesn't sign with the Braves today.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Because he
doesn't want to leave.
Maybe he wants to win more.
A team that just won without its best player?
That's true. He should stay put.
Yeah. I mean,
then again, once you win, you're trying to get paid. So, you know, there's that.
Well, when was the last time you seriously considered your dream?
Well,
in terms of dream, we're talking about living life to its fullest is what we meant. It's what we mean. And if you are thinking about restarting something new and starting a new business, or you want to think about taking that family vacation somewhere, or just doing whatever you want to do and live the van life and get your back together with your dream, consider a totally customized Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, because that's as premium as possibly get. And the Mercedes-Benz van that we're talking about includes safety features like crosswind assist and blind spot assist, innovative stuff. Expect amazing performance, excellent reliability with an MBUX voice command system, a 5-star dealer network, which is important as we all know, an available gas engine too. It runs like a dream, like the dream that maybe you need to reconnect with. So what do you say? Head to the Mercedes-Benz van dealership and get that Sprinter. Tell them the dream sent you. Or just leave Notre Dame for LSU, because that's a dream job, isn't it? Brian Kelly today introduced as head coach of Louisiana State University's football program on moving to LSU and moving physically to Louisiana.
I came down here because I wanted to be with the best. The resources here are outstanding. It starts with the alignment, excellence, the standard of expectation. You're looked at in terms of championships here, and I want that. I want to be under the bright lights. I want to be on the Broadway stage. That's what my passion is. And so, yeah, that's part of the draw. There's no doubt about that.
Just stop it.
I'm going to learn about
Louisiana. Just stop it now.
Oh my God, this week gets better. Oh my God, I don't even want to hear the rest of it.
For us Michigan fans to hear the all-time winning coach of Notre Dame football say he's going to a spot where he wants to win championships, yep. Where he wants to be on the Broadway stage, he wants the bright lights, he wants the best facilities. Why not? By the way, live your best life, Brian Kelly. Wow. Oh. I'm sorry. I should be more professional.
You're assuming that Notre Dame fans really care that he's gone.
Mike, good point.
I'm telling you.
No, you're missing the point.
I know.
I'm not saying
you just like the fact that he's leaving.
I'm not saying that you're upset that he's gone. I'm just pointing out he passed Newt Rockne. The Gipper. Win one for the Gipper. He passes the vaunted Newt Rockne. Mike, stop.
Zero championships.
I'm not saying it's anything about
what Brian Kelly did. Notre Dame.
No, I know.
It's about you and Newt Rockne and Rudy and let's make a movie. And he says he wants to go
and
where the spotlight is.
And $95 million.
He wants to go where the spotlight is. They have their own spotlight with NBC. They put the voice of Mike Tirico on that broadcast. They put their best on the broadcast for college football.
Have a good time at LSU. That's what Notre Dame fans are saying. Enjoy it.
And you know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
They got NBC, and they got Notre Dame, and they got Rudy,
NBC,
and they'll
still
clap.
Have Notre Dame, and they'll still have their national championship.
Turn your microphone off.
We're fine. We're fine.
I'm saying the head coach that's won the most at Notre Dame said he had to leave to get better and more.
Yeah, it's called paid.
He's not talking about getting paid.
Well, I mean, he's not going to say that at his LSU press conference, but he's thinking about it.
Did he end it with a go Tigers?
That's we've all left stuff to get paid.
Oh, my gosh.
I know exactly how he's feeling.
It's so much better. I don't even care to hear the rest of the soundbite. We got to dump out, as they say in the business.
We wanted to.
It doesn't get better. Tell me it doesn't get better. It's been getting better every day, though. I can't wait for Thursday show.
I
don't even need to look who's on it or what have you, but it's going to be great.
You need to play Powerball tonight or Mega or whatever's going on.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
What a great show.
Tonight, it's your night, bro.
Oh, gosh. Take that, Notre Dame.